Unemployment claims in Idaho have leveled off, and the State Department of Labor says it's made progress on the backlog of people waiting on their claim decisions. Troy Oppie reports.
For the third straight week, just under 4,000 Idahoans filed new unemployment claims last week, but new claims remain nearly four times higher than this time last year. The Idaho Department of Labor says the number of returning claims declined 23% from a week ago and are now the lowest since early April. Some, though, are just now getting benefits they've been waiting months for.
In the meantime, I drew $3,000 from my IRA.
Bruce Anderson lives in Eagle. He was laid off from his job providing coffee for hotels, restaurants, and offices in April. 10 weeks of accrued unemployment claims finally came his way Monday. Yesterday, he got a call from a Labor Department investigator. His company had listed its layoffs as terminations when it reduced its workforce.
I had to explain to her that I still have an employee in good standing. And she kind of said, okay.
The Department of Labor says it has cut pending claims from 42,000 to just over 20,000. Staff additions of the past few weeks and a June 11th executive order from Governor Brad Little relaxed some unemployment regulations, and that helped take a bite out of the backlog. The agency says it should be completely caught up on pending claims by the end of July. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.